Blog Talk Radio.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome, welcome to Talk Talk. I am your host, Kim Davis. So excited to have you with me. Welcome. Happy Thursday, wherever you are. I hope you are having a fantastic week. What did you do for the holiday? It was the Independence Day holiday this week. Happy belated 4th of July. I love this week, right? Because there's no traffic. I live in Houston. Traffic has been amazing. I wish this is how traffic could be all the time. Perhaps at some point when we get real mass transit, this is what those of us who do have to drive will experience. Anyway, welcome to Chalk Talk, and we are still talking about NBA free agency. Welcome to everybody over on Facebook Live. I forgot about my Periscope people. I'm coming to you shortly. Well, you don't know that yet because I haven't dialed you in. There we go. Welcome, welcome to the folks over on Periscope. Happy Thursday. Let's do this. There we go. All right, so here's what we're going to talk about today. No real big surprise. We are going to talk about NBA free agency. Good morning, Freddie Willis. Welcome, welcome. Thank you for joining. We're going to have a couple guests on today's show. AJ Jones of The Lunch Break from the new KYOK is going to join us live. I believe Nate Griffin is going to join us later in the show. We're going to play it by ear because he's also doing his real job. Telling him that now. And then, of course, all of you who join by either phone calls or who join by sending your questions and making your questions and comments on Facebook, welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm putting up the phone number right now. You can follow me on Twitter. Okay, let me tell you, all of those of you who follow me on Twitter, I am going to do a much better job during the show of incorporating your Twitter comments. There's just so much activity on the live Facebook piece that I have not. Hello over on Periscope. Good morning. Thank you for tuning in. I've not done a great job of managing that, and pretty soon we have someone who's going to help manage some of the broadcast, help me produce it when it's live. And so I'll do a better job. So I'm saying to you, if you are a Twitter follower and you usually follow me on Twitter, then please continue to send me comments during the show or get back to sending me tweets during the show. I have an extra monitor available since I'm doing the Facebook Live broadcast on BeLive TV. It frees up one of my devices. So I'm able to also follow your Twitter feed, okay? So that's my promise to you. Follow me on Twitter. Make comments during the show on Twitter, and I will also incorporate your comments into the show like I try to do with Periscope and like, of course, I do with Facebook Live. How was your holiday? Hopefully everybody had a good, safe holiday, didn't do too much eating, some safe partying, and all that kind of good stuff. So as we get started with today's show, we always have to, you know, thank the people who help make it possible and people that we have partnerships with. So a special thanks to our good friends over at Sunshine's Vegetarian Deli, Sunshine's Vegan Deli. If you're in Houston, they're at 3102 Old Spanish Trail. Go by, check them out. You know, maybe you had a lot of stuff for the 4th of July holiday. Maybe you ate some stuff that, like, woof, it was really good, but I'm feeling like I should lighten it up a bit. Go by Sunshine. Check them out. They've got great food. You will feel, like, satisfied, full, but you can really nourish your body with some really good vegan food, some vegetarian food, and, of course, Kimmy Treats. I will be restocking Kimmy Treats later today, first thing tomorrow at the latest. They carry the Kimmy Corn, of course, always truffle and ghost pepper. Sometimes we'll throw in vegan cheese or whatever flavor you guys seem to want. We have the Kimmy bars, and, of course, we have the cookies. So go by and check out Arga and her crew at Sunshine's Vegetarian Deli, 3102 Old Spanish Trail. All right, so let's get back to it, right? Let's talk about what has been happening around the space of free agency. It has been a busy week. The first week of free agency isn't even over yet. And there have been some moves. So we're going to talk about what some of those moves are. We are also, of course, at the All-Star break, just about at the All-Star break. And the Houston Astros still boast the best record in the majors. The Astros are getting it done. So is this the season for the Astros? You know, last year they were picked preseason to get to the World Series, and then last season, after spring training, things just didn't quite go their way. Kind of fell apart early. And when you don't get off to a really good start, then you're always trying to catch up and make up, and they could just never really get there. So is this the season for the Houston Astros? I don't know. But I like what I see so far, and I'm excited about what this Astros team can do. Marcus Hackett, good morning. Welcome, my friend. Welcome to Chalk Talk. Look at there. Hadn't seen you on the show in a while. Welcome, welcome. So, Freddie and Marcus, what's on your mind today? I know I talked about free agency and, of course, the Astros and the All-Star break, which is, you know, it's that time of year. The Astros are sending 5 people to the All-Star game. Now, there are some who say they should send more because they have the best, they're the best team in baseball because they have the best record in baseball. And I'm going to switch this camera on Periscope, guys, just because I want you to know that I do have on this, I have on a top. It's just the sleeves are a little different, and because of the way the camera angle was, it may have looked like I didn't have anything on. So let me change that. Thank you for that note, my person over there. So what is on your mind? What is on your mind today? What do you think about the current the free agent moves that have been that are already in the book? So those of you who are Houston Rockets fans or who are in Houston and follow what the Rockets have been doing, I know you're aware that the Rockets have made a deal for Chris Paul. That was a big move. It was a lot of moving parts, and they send a lot away in order to get Chris Paul. But that was pre free agency, right? That was a trade. Free agency started on, oh, wow. Okay, I can't say your name on the air, but hey, welcome over on Periscope. But now we're in the throes of free agency. And there have been moves made. There's still talk about other moves that could be made. So we'll talk about that. Here we go. Good morning. Good morning, Marshall. The Astros are having fun. You know what, Marshall? It's fun to win. You're absolutely right. Welcome. The Astros are having fun. So I hope they continue to have fun and we're able to talk about the Astros for a while. Welcome to the show this morning. I hope you had a great 4th of July holiday. Freddie says, the outlook now in the Western Conference is a little bit tougher now with all of the moves. It is tougher, but here's the thing. Does anybody think what team has gotten closest to be able to contend, to compete with Golden State and to be able to really contend for the title in the Western Conference? Which team has done that? Which team has improved the most in terms of, because it really is in the West, it really is all about the Golden State Warriors. That is the team to beat. The Golden State Warriors have set the standard at this point. And so who has gotten closest to the Golden State Warriors? Marcus says the Astros are doing great, but should the Rockets get a third weapon? Absolutely. They should absolutely get a third weapon. Good morning, Marcy Brooks. Thank you for sharing the video. And for those of you who are watching live, please share the video. Share the video with your friends and with your family, with your social network, because we are really trying to grow the brand of Chalk Talk and the show, which means we have to continue to build the audience. And I'm able to do that with your help. So when you guys share the show on your timelines and you invite your social community, your Facebook community, or if you're following on Twitter or Periscope, to join, then that helps to extend and expand the audience. So thank you in advance for doing that. I try to make sure that I acknowledge those of you who are sharing the show. Marshall Isom, hey, Marshall, the Rockets aren't making solid moves. CP3 was good, but not enough for better than second or third best. Yeah, CP3 is not enough, right? I like CP3. I think that was a really good move, but it is not enough. You are absolutely right. They're going to have to get better than that. So they need another weapon. I know that they are tinkering around and working with something. So it is just a matter of what that move is. And let me make one other little change here on this particular. There we go. I didn't really have my Twitter page where I needed it to be, so I'm back on Twitter, guys. So you're right. They are making solid moves, but they – so, Marshall, what else would you like to see them do? And, Marshall, I'm with you, Marshall. I think you're responding to the question I said when I asked who's getting closest. Who do you think has made the moves to be closer or closest to the Golden State Warriors? And Marshall said nobody. And I kind of tend to agree with that. Marcus Hackett said the Rockets are closer to the Warriors. I don't know, Marcus. I mean, CP3 was a good move, but the Rockets are still a ways away. And, in fact, in the press conference when they talked about signing Chris Paul, was it last week at the press conference, that's one of the things Mike D'Antoni said. He said, you know what, we have gotten a lot better, but we are not there yet. You know, we're not Golden State. I played the clip last week, and I think his direct quote was something like, we're not Golden State, we've gotten better. So everybody knows, acknowledges that Golden State is a team to beat. Marshall says Melo will get them close, but Golden State is stacking their bench. And Golden State, as long as Golden State, great point, Marshall, continues to keep the nucleus of that team together, and they've done that, they're going to be tough to beat, and they are still trying to get better. They're not sitting pat saying, you know what, we have two championships in the last 3 years. They're saying we're building a dynasty, and we want to be great. So you're absolutely right. Well, Freddie, and over on Periscope, yes, the Warriors are a great team. The Warriors, that's a standard. Like when you're sitting down and you're going, what's the standard? What is it that we should try to be? And not that you, because they're not a lot of Steph Currys or a lot of Kevin Durant's or Klay Thompson's or Iguodala's, or, you know, you can go down their lineup, go down the roster. But what you do say, and thank you for that on Periscope, what you do say is this team is a standard. What they do works. How do we get closer to that? I don't think anybody in the West has closed the gap to Golden State, but with a few more moves, I think the Rockets can give them more of a challenge. They can, but those moves have to be – they just got to be very strategic, and there's no reason to think that they wouldn't be. They are. You're right. G. Frank says they are still a young team over in Periscope. They are really a young team. And so, okay, there we go. I meant to change that. They are really a young team, but they, you know, and we know them because they're so good offensively, right? They have all these offensive weapons. But they're really good defensively, too. And I think that's one of the things that perhaps people don't really know or don't know. Well, you can't not know it. Don't always acknowledge, because what we see is what they do offensively, and they have so many weapons, but they also are great on the defensive side. Rockets are working on the starting five while GS – here, Marshall makes a great point. So the Rockets are trying to get their starting five in place, and Golden State – is good with their starting five. They are working, Golden State is working to shore up its bench. So when you're at that place, you're always fighting from the front, you know, building from the front, if you will, because you've got your core, you've got your starting five. And now what you're doing is saying, okay, we know that in order to continue to be great, we are going to have a solid bench. And we're going to continue to shore up our bench. Good morning, LaWanda. Welcome. we're going to have to shore up our bench, and so that is important to us. If you want to have be a part of the conversation, we have a couple guests today that are going to be joining us. Andre Jones, AJ, from the new KYLK from the lunch break. And in fact, I think he is about to join us now. G. Frank, the Rockets are going to get better. They just aren't all the way there yet. So there is still some work to be done in that regard. And we shall see what it takes. I mean, what they can do. We know what it takes. They've got to get better defensively. They have to get another scorer who can create. And they have to figure, they're going to have to manage the relationship with, and I say manage the relationship with Chris Paul and James Harden. I'm not concerned about Chris Paul. I think Chris Paul will be a great leader, and it is undoubtedly a really good addition to this team. So we'll see what James Harden does with his game in 2017. All right, so now I'd like to welcome, I told you he was coming, he is here, my good friend and colleague, AJ Jones, the host of the Lunch Break on the new KYLK. Good morning, AJ. Happy post 4th of July.
Well, thank you so much, Kim. I hope you had a good 4th of July. I know I ate more barbecue than I was supposed to.
Well, you know, that's okay. Now you can just start to, you can go buy sunshines. We've been talking about that. Make sure you get you some green smoothies in and try to get more raw things in your diet this week to balance some of the, all that extra protein you had, and you'll be just fine.
Okay. I'm following your lead.
So, AJ, we are talking so far in the show, we're talking about the NBA free agency, what's happening so far. And I asked the question, what team in the West has done the most? Well, first of all, has anyone in the West improved enough to challenge Golden State in the West, to contend with Golden State for the Western Conference title? And if so, which team is that? So it's kind of a two-part question. And what do you think the Rockets need if – because they haven't done enough yet, in my opinion. But what do the Rockets need to do to take that next step after getting Chris Paul where they can really compete with Golden State in the West?
Yeah, I actually had a couple of NBA analysts on my show this week. I keep forgetting we had 4th of July stuck right in the middle of it. And for some strange reason, they seem to think that the Rockets have done the most thus far in the West to get closer to Golden State. And again, what's the major move? Chris Paul. They seem to like the PJ Tucker move because they think that Chris Paul's defense, along with PJ Tucker's defense and ability to shoot, makes the Rockets a better team. I'm like you. I feel like they have a little bit more to do. I feel like we're peeking into the cake in the oven, and it's not quite done yet. And if you keep looking at it too many times, you're going to make it fall. So, you know, I've kind of left them alone and said, hey, whatever they do next can only help them get better. But I got to tell you, Minnesota and Oklahoma City both have made some very intriguing moves. I don't think that they are quite Golden State level ready yet, but I think both of those teams have made major moves that will, you know, put them closer to competing.
All right, so a couple of comments. Marshall says the Rockets' only hope is to play fast and rough. If you knock Golden State on their behind, you may be able to disrupt their flow and frustrate them. He said blood must be filled. All right, good morning, Don Payne. Welcome. And G. Frank over on Periscope says that he thinks the Golden State is still in the background. I mean, not Golden State, the Spurs. The Spurs are kind of in the background in terms of teams. We're talking – hey, 27, dude, we're talking about the NBA free agency, and we're talking about which teams have gotten better or closer to Golden State in the offseason. You know, those are some great points, AJ. Those are some great points. I think, and when you think about what's happening in the West, you do have to say, like, who has done the most? I mean, obviously Oklahoma City making the move to get Paul George is big. It's really big. And I was talking to my nephew on Monday, and he seems to think that Paul George is going to be a much better fit in Golden State with Russell Westbrook than Kevin Durant, just because of how Golden State how Paul George is wired. And, you know,
yeah,
when you think
I think
about...
I think he might be right. I think he might be right because Paul George is not one that you have to coddle mentally as much, you know, as well as, you know, making sure that he gets the same number of touches as Westbrook. Paul George knows how to play in an offense where he's blended in with the other players when you think about what they did up in Indiana for so many years. And then Paul George is just a mature guy. He's a guy's guy. You know, from the people that I've talked to that have played with him or, you know, been around him, he's the guy that you want on your team because it's not all about him. He defers. He'll play a great game of defense and turn his offense up when needed. So I think it's going to be a very interesting connection with him and Russell. And the bigs, remember now, Oklahoma City is one of those teams that is a size matchup problem for Golden State. And with their bigs, I think that they've got a real nice story to tell when those two match up.
Yeah, they do have a real nice story to tell. I just, you know, you just never really know until you see these guys playing together how it's going to work. How it's going to work once they're on the court and it counts. Marshall says Golden State will win 75 games this year. They are great. KD was the it factor. 75 games? That's a lot of games. You're saying you're only going to lose seven games? I don't know, Marshall. I think they're really good. Don't get me wrong. I can feel you on that. I'm just not sure. I think 75 is a lot. And here's the other thing. I think we know it depends a lot on how healthy the team is, who stays healthy the longest. And what Golden State has clearly learned is that, among other things, winning the regular season, you know, breaking records is not what's most important. I mean, you want to have home court advantage, absolutely, but what they really want to do is win postseason. Perhaps they try to next year when they get to postseason, because undoubtedly they will get there. He said, okay, Marcus says, yes, 75 games. Okay, he's sticking with that. And Marcus Hackett says, not 75, probably 62. Marcus, you're funny. So it is winning the postseason, but perhaps what they try to do next is go 16-0 in the postseason. Frank says, I think the Rockets, OKC, Spurs could beat the Warriors in the playoffs. I don't know that the Spurs have done anything to beat the Warriors in the playoffs yet. So I'm not sure about that. And I don't think OKC is there yet either. Do you guys think OKC is at that point where they could challenge and beat Golden State in the playoffs?
Yeah, I think at this point, you know, when you look at what the Spurs did with a semi-healthy Kawhi Leonard and guys that we did not realize were not as good as we thought they were, you know, a question mark is on top of San Antonio. You know, what can they do in a series with a healthy Kawhi Leonard, with a healthy Tony Parker, and with a healthy set of guys that they brought in there last year. I mean, we can't forget that San Antonio had a 30-some-odd point lead on, you know, the unbeatable Golden State Warriors, and it didn't look like they were about to give up any lead until Kawhi Leonard went down. So as long as they have a head coach named Greg Popovich, they always are a contender for the Golden State Warriors. But I'll tell you a team that is a question mark for me, because they don't have trouble with Golden State during the regular season, even though they don't win every game. It's always tough for Golden State to win, and that's the Minnesota Timberwolves. And, oh, yeah, by the way, they got pretty doggone good in this offseason. So I'm going to be very interested to see how Minnesota plays Golden State during this regular season. And then one more point, I'll leave it alone. Every opponent of the Golden State Warriors hopes that they shoot for 75 wins, because they learned the hard way that – going out for 73 wins left them nothing in the tank for their championship run. So please go after 75 wins so we can see a new champion other than the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, very good point. Marshall says they got Crawford as Clay's backup. That's true. And it's key, you know, we keep talking about Golden State. While they are building their bench, everyone else is trying to get the starting five together. They did win 73 games, you're right. They won 73 games back, and then that was the year they broke the record, but then they fell short in it. I was actually last season, obviously, when they lost in the championship to Cleveland, and Brian just simply says no. Paul George and Westbrook without a bench is not enough. Well, we do. Marshall, you're right. We did see how many – hey, hello, good morning over on Periscope. You're right. We did see how many minutes and shots it took for OKC to win against Houston. But remember this, Marshall. OKC didn't have any help. I mean, all they really had was Westbrook. No one else really showed up. So I think Paul George – here's a question I'd like to throw out. How much better do you think they are with Paul George? Do you think that they're – if you had to pick for OKC between Russell Westbrook with Kevin Durant or now Russell Westbrook with Paul George, which of those combinations do you think would be the most productive? I'm curious about that. That's what I'm really curious about. Don says, I've heard talk about the Rockets getting Carmelo. Will his style fit with the Rockets' offense? So, you know, let's talk about that just for a moment. We know that Carmelo has some history with Mike D'Antoni. And it didn't go so well in New York, right? That did end well, and Mike, you know, was gone. And so I don't know, but it depends on where Carmelo is in his life, right? We know that, you know, is he really about whatever it takes to win a championship? Is that his commitment? So, you know, I'm not so sure that Carmelo's the answer here, but he might be. And when I say that, it's not taking anything away from players individually. But you make a great – you asked a great question, Don. How does he fit with the team? Craig says, let's not forget that the Spurs were handling Golden State. That's exactly what AJ was saying before Kawhi was injured. And regarding OKC, they're closer than the Rockets because they have a superstar that shows up in the playoffs, and the Rockets do not have that guy. Craig makes a really good point. So,
yeah, that's true.
You know, I mean – you know, our superstar has just not been as effective as other people's superstars. And whatever you say about Russell Westbrook, and I know people ride him and they say he's a ball hog and, you know, he takes a lot of shots and all of that. But what I say is I believe, and I don't know Russell Westbrook, you know, personally. I just have covered him when he's played against the Rockets. I believe he does it because he wants to win. I don't think he's just trying to pad his stats. I think he's just tenacious, and he wants to win. Marshall says 75-7. I got you in the big two. Yeah, I think the Rockets have I'm just not sold yet on James Harden as a superstar that gets you over the hump. So perhaps the influence of Chris Paul will be the guy that can usher James Harden into this kind of postseason, more of a championship mindset that he has not had. I mean, I think there's no question about it. It's not, oh, has he had it, has he not had it? He has not had it. We've seen it. We know that. He's a great regular season player. He's, you know, he's incredibly talented. He's one of the best players in the NBA. But when they talk about taking you to the next level and being a championship contender, I think that's something else to talk about. Marshall says, okay, he wants us to hear this. He says, listen, KD and Westbrook went to a finals with 3-1 in the game against the greatest regular season ever. So, yeah, so here's the thing, Marshall. You're right. In that game you're talking about, Kevin Durant, you know, fell short. So they did. They were up 3-1. And Kevin Durant kind of disappeared. And I'm a big Kevin Durant fan. I mean, AJ, you and I talked about that too. So
I know.
Paul George and Westbrook do have a way to go. And so I agree with you on that. But I still think that OKC's superstar is more tenacious and wants it more than our superstar. Your thoughts, AJ?
No, I totally agree. I mean, just think, if Westbrook or Durant had been able to hit just three more buckets in that final game, guess what? We're having a whole different discussion than who's trying to keep up with the Golden State Warriors. Three more buckets, and neither one of them could get it done. But back to the Carmelo thing for just a second. I'm like you. I think Carmelo is at a different place in his career than when Mike D'Antoni came to New York. I think Mike D'Antoni is at a different place in his career than when he went to New York. You got to understand, if Carmelo Anthony comes here, that means one thing. That means Carmelo Anthony chose to come here because he has an all-important no-trade clause that he would have to waive to be able to come to Houston, which means he knows what he's coming to. I posted a video of Carmelo Anthony working out on Twitter last week, and it's of Carmelo Anthony running up and down the court where somebody's just passing him the ball, and he's not dribbling a whole lot. All he's doing is hitting the open shot. It's stop and pop. And I asked the question, is he getting ready for the Mike D'Antoni offense? And right after that is when we got word that he'd be willing to waive his no-trade clause to either Houston or Cleveland. I think that Carmelo Anthony would be a great fit in Houston. Why? He does not have to be the man. The ball doesn't have to start and stop with him. He can do just that. He can be out on the wing. He could be at the top of the key. He can make his own shot off the dribble if he has to, but he doesn't even have to do that. So now you've got an asset as opposed to him being the superstar that's got to carry you there. And just like James Harden, he hasn't been able to do that. But I think he would be a great 1C to the Rockets 1A and 1B with Chris Paul and James Harden.
Well, you're listening to Chalk Talk. I'm your host, Kim Davis, and joining me on the phone is my good friend and colleague, A.J. Jones. He hosts the lunch break on the new KYLK in Houston, Texas, Monday through Friday from 12 to 2. Marshall, you are up and awake this morning, my friend. Marshall says CP3 will slap Harden this season. And then he says KD quit because he knew he would join the Golden State Warriors. I don't know. I'd like to think that's not it. And then Marshall says, because you've got a lot of stuff to say this morning. I appreciate you being here, Marshall. I think Melo with trouble at home plus baby mama drama is a champion. Okay. That's a lot. I don't know
that
KD quit. I think he fell short. I don't know that he quit. You know, that whole thing about athletes quitting, and it's a real sore spot with me because, you know, obviously I'm a little bit older. Well, a lot of bit older, but remember I started this when I was 12. Y'all know that. But the will to win and the stick-to-itness that athletes in prior, you know, eras have had, you don't see it as much with some of these guys. I mean, they play hard, they work hard, they train hard, but there'll be things where they just disappear. And you know, we know anybody can have a game that is subpar because that's human, right? I'm sure that Michael Jordan had games that were subpar. But I don't know that anybody ever questioned whether MJ quit. You know, and this isn't a comparison about him being better than the people today. I'm just saying, when you think about that, right, that's, you know, there's a lot to it. So Melo being a champion, I think we'd have to see. But, you know, AJ makes great points. He would have to agree to come here because of his no-trade clause. And D'Antoni would have to welcome it. I mean, clearly they would have had to have some sort of a kumbaya moment to revisit that relationship because they've had a relationship before. Frank says OKC is a good team, but he doesn't think they're a championship. And Brian says, look at the production of Melo on an Olympic team where he was not required to carry the load, very productive, which is what AJ said. Very good point. When he's not expected to be the man, he performs a lot better. And I think we also saw that with Kevin Durant in Golden State. You know, obviously he's a star, but he went in.
Exactly.
It wasn't all on him, and he performed much better in that sense.
Yeah, I think you saw it even, you know, more magnified than what he had in Oklahoma City in that it wasn't all on him and Russell. I'm with you, this player quit or that player quit. None of us have been under the kind of pressure that these guys are under to try and make a basket to win the game or to try and, you know, stop a run where the team is the momentum is shifting. And it's before, you know, millions of people worldwide, national TV, you name it, and they're trying to get a ball through a basket, you know, as time expires with guys defending you, running at you, yelling at you, you name it. And I know they're trained for that, but guess what? Every now and then the pressure wins. So I don't think guys quit. I do think sometimes, you know, there's issues with the coach and the player, and maybe, you know, now your attitude is in the way of your focus. But, you know, to just flat out say that a guy has quit and is not, you know, giving you his all because of some extraneous reason, that's a serious charge. I don't think Kevin quits, but I think that the pressure got to him when he had to be the man. I think he's in the perfect fit for him right now. And, you know, just like he did with his contract, he's going to do whatever he's got to do to stay there, because that is a great fit for him at this stage of his career.
Absolutely. Marshall says, when you don't have to go home, you stay in the gym, the film room with the fellas. That is formula for championship chemistry. I think you have to want it within. It's got to come from inside. I think it's got to be more than the fact that you have problems at home. But you make an interesting point, Marshall Isom, about what a Carmelo Anthony fit. Let me ask you, AJ, what free agent moves have you been most impressed by? I know we talked about it. You called me the other day. This was the first day of free agency when it was just off the bat. It was like very, very busy. What has impressed you most? Which team has impressed you most, or which move has impressed you the most?
You know, and some folks are going to think I'm crazy by saying this. To me, the team that has done the most in the West has been the Golden State Warriors. They knew what they needed to do. They knew they needed to lock up Steph Curry. They knew they needed to get Andre Iguodala back, because their bench is as much the reason why they're the NBA champions as their starters are. And somebody said it earlier, you know, they can't be champions without a bench. So they locked up Andre Iguodala. They locked up Sean Livingston. They brought in, you know, Swaggy P and some other players to fortify that bench. And then after all was said and done, they signed Kevin Durant to a 2-year, $53 million deal. I mean, when I tell you that was not only smart, it was financially wise, it was the right thing to do, and they did. They put themselves back in the driver's seat rather than just rest on what they've done over the last 3 years. So, you know, I can't take anything away from that. That was probably the wisest handling of the free agency period of any other team.
So, you know, we talk about, and you're right, they are shoring up their bench, right? They are saying, listen, we know our starting five is good, is solid, but what is our Achilles heel, right? What is it? And so they've been working on that. And I you know, when the best team in the league gets better, everyone else has to just buckle up and say, what do we do? I mean, it isn't over. You know, it's not over before the season starts, but that is what builds dynasties, right?
Right.
You know, there's always talk about the Cleveland Cavaliers and what the Cleveland Cavaliers need or might do, and, you know, because of the James Harden factor. But last week we heard how they were going to go after Chauncey Billups. Chauncey Billups told them no. Apparently they went kind of low on the offer. But,
right,
you know, so you kind of wonder about that Cleveland job. Is it as appealing to free agents as it has been in the past? I don't know. And what in the world is going to happen with the New York Knicks? Most people may say, who cares? But it is interesting that what is going to happen with the New York Knicks. Marshall says Harden was exhausted mentally. Then he went to the club before game six. Well, you know, and that's pretty much what he does, I think, a lot. Don Payne says, KD did not quit. I don't think that's in his character. I agree with you, Don. Melo can add a lot to the Rockets if he is not the man. Both he and Chris Paul are hungry for a title, a win, which will drive both to be good mates, absolutely. And Marshall says, think Jordan 96. Dude never went home. True story. He lived in the hotels the entire season. Well, yeah, I don't know, that was because of his tenacity about the game. That might have been some other stuff. But anyway, remember the Breakfast Club workouts Jordan created? But Jordan is a different kind of character in person. Brian says he's much better offensively than R. Anderson. Ryan Anderson?
Yes.
Yeah, neither play defense. And Ryan Anderson can't shoot at home. He can't score at home. It's crazy. Cleveland needs Mark Jackson as head coach. So you want to run off Tyronn Lue? You think Lue is the issue, Marshall? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think that's the issue. Yeah, I'm not
I don't
sure
think
that.
That's the problem. I think it's,
I
you
think
know,
Dan
it starts
Gilbert
with the owner.
Yeah, I think Dan Gilbert is turning back into that Dan Gilbert that, you know, wrote that letter when LeBron left, you know, years ago. Unfortunately, LeBron James is not the source of his ire. It was his general manager, and like we've heard, you know, he came in low on Chauncey Billups. But now let me say this. Don't forget,
right.
Cleveland hadn't lost anybody though. This is the same Cleveland
right.
team that has been to three back-to-back championships. So, you know, Cleveland's not going to be the eighth seed. They're not going to be the seventh seed. They're not going to be the sixth seed. We saw what they did from the number two spot in the East this past season. So, you know, don't cry for Cleveland. They're, you know, in fact, the fact that they are being so quiet tells me they're up to something. You know, maybe LeBron James is giving it one last run before he decides to do something different next season. But hear me when I say, LeBron James is not going to lead Cleveland to 45 wins or even 30, you know. So I just really believe, like, they're up to something. And whoever takes that job still has an NBA trade deadline where they can pick up some valuable pieces to make a run for the playoffs. I think we're going to see the regular season be more like an extension of, you know, me trying to feel it out in the preseason and in summer league than ever before, because all of these players are coming together and trying to find the chemistry with brand new teams. You know, it's going to be a sprint to the playoffs and see who can come together by the time that happens. And I think Cleveland's going to be right there when it's all said and done.
So Marshall calls Lou a whack, and then he says LeBron has never, in all caps, had a great coach. LeBron has never had a great coach. So you didn't like the guy in Miami?
Yeah, you remember, though, that was his first job as a head coach.
Disagree
with Marshall. Yeah, I don't disagree with
right.
Marshall on that, which is why it is not crazy to think that LeBron James may bolt Cleveland next year. He's done everything he said he would do there. He's got nothing to prove there. Don't be surprised if he decides to play for Greg Popovich or with all of his friends at a place like Houston under a coach like Mike D'Antoni.
Well, that would be really interesting. I was just sitting there thinking, you're right, he's never had a great coach. There are not a lot of great coaches. I think, you know, I like Mike D'Antoni a lot. Obviously, when you talk about great coach, one of the first that comes to mind to me is Pop. So that's clear. So, yeah, that's a really good point. I know a lot of people have talked about he's going to want to go to Los Angeles. He has a home there. But I still think while Los Angeles is laying the groundwork, and I'm talking about the Los Angeles Lakers, to definitely
right.
be a lot better because they've been so awful, I don't know that they're close enough to being a champion for LeBron to go, because he's only going to go a place that he feels has a legitimate shot at winning a championship. That's what he's playing for, championships now. There's nothing else
right.
he's playing for. Freddie says, I understand that they were going to pay Billups less than $2 million a year. He'd be one of the lowest paid GMs in the league, so I see why he withdrew from consideration from the Cavs job. Mark Jackson is the reason we're talking about Golden State. Stop that. What do you mean Mark Jackson is the reason we're talking about Golden State? I'm not sure I follow you on that. Good morning,
well,
Heaven.
A lot
Angel.
Of people feel like Mark Jackson is the architect of what we're seeing in Golden State, and I don't disagree with that, but a lot of folks don't realize Jerry West was the
right.
advisor for the entire organization. Lacombe had no idea who to get, what to get, and how to get them, and Jerry West was the man that put it all together and said, bring in Mark Jackson. So, and guess where he is now? Jerry West is over with the LA Clippers. So a lot of what you see them doing now is him rebuilding that organization.
I can go with that. I mean, I felt bad that Mark Jackson didn't get a chance to see the fruit of his labor with the team. Good morning, Charles Lamar Drayton. Welcome. I do. And so he does deserve some credit for that. But you're right. Behind the scenes, it was very much Jerry West. Marcia says, LBJ in Houston, in all caps, he said, that would be the new church. The new church, if LeBron James came to Houston, I can't even really imagine. So LeBron, you're talking LeBron James, James Harden, and this is not in order, of course, Chris Paul. Here's the other thing. When we talk about the Houston Rockets and we talk about Chris Paul, remember, he's here for 1 year. And I imagine while the Rockets, I'm sure, would like to shore it up and get him into a long-term deal, he's probably going to see how it goes this year. As much as
Absolutely.
He and James are cool and he knows James is talented, let me see how this is going to play out, right? And so I can decide if I should stay here or then I should go and, you know, LeBron and I go wherever we're going to go next year. I think that is. That's why you see a lot of these guys with these one-year deals, because next year, of course, there'll be even more money in free agency, but it gives them a chance to see if where I am is getting me to what I'm trying to do. You know,
absolutely.
Contend for a championship.
Which is why it's incumbent upon the Rockets to do things. You know, it's kind of like the bundle plan. When you got to move your phone, your cable, and your internet, chances are you're going to keep it in one place for a while. With Chris Paul, if you can get his best buddy, Carmelo Anthony, in town and they have a significant playoff run, now you've got Chris Paul saying, man, all we need is one more piece. Let's put an all-court press on trying to get our third best friend, LeBron James, to come to Houston. Now you got something special. Look, now you got that banana boat where you had Chris Paul, LeBron James, Carmelo Anthony, and maybe you don't have Dwayne Wade, but you got a James Harden. That's a good substitute for, you know, Dwayne Wade back in his day. And again, a lot of folks think that that's far-fetched, but the Rockets have one thing that a lot of other teams don't have. They've got a GM that's not afraid to fail. So if it's possible, and I know he can see that foresight, yeah, let me get Chris Paul here. Let me try and get Carmelo here. And then let me use the two of those to try and leverage LeBron James. You're talking about 1995 all over again.
Wow. You know, that would be that'd be some fun stuff, AJ. I think that'd be a fun time. And I'm not sure if it'd be Church Marshall, but it would definitely be a new era in Houston, and I think it would be something that can help but excite people. So we're talking about the NBA and free agency. Somebody on Periscope just said, what are you talking about? Welcome. They just joined and tuned in. I want to ask all of you who are watching the show, if on Facebook Live, if you will, I want to ask you to do two things. One, if you share this video, share the broadcast with your social media following on your page. And two, if you will subscribe for live updates so you'll be notified when I'm going live. Many of you are regulars and you watch every week. But as I'm trying to build a base and subscribers, if you all would do that, that would help a lot, and I'm going to thank you in advance. Charles says everybody wants to go where LBJ goes. Now, isn't that the truth? Everybody
oh,
wants
definitely.
LeBron James is like the superstar magnet. If you can play, you want to play with him. Why? Because he's a winner. He's a champion. And Charles says it'd be church, so it wouldn't just be church. it would be pretty big. You're right, though, Charles. AJ, I would agree. You want to play with a champion, not just somebody who has great stats, but you want to play with a
right.
winner and a person who you know will do anything to win and win at the next level. Don says, thank you, Don. It's great. And hopefully, Don, your brother is continuing to improve. So it's good to see you back on the show. And Marshall said he's naming it and claiming it. Okay. All right. I'm going to hit you offline, Marshall, since you're in that space. I have some things I need you to help me name and claim, too. anyway, before I let you go, AJ, because I know you have to get ready for your show, we are also at the midpoint season for the Houston Astros. And I know you follow the Astros like I do. The Astros have the best record in Major League Baseball. They're off to an amazing start. They're sending five players to the All-Star game. And what are your thoughts about, Marshall said, I'm shouting in advance. Hey, okay, Marshall. What are your thoughts about the Houston Astros and what we've seen really the first half of the season?
you know, 31 games over 500 and doing that with basically their, excuse me, their entire starting rotation on the DL. I mean, that says it all to me. If I'm the Astros, I don't worry. I don't fret. I don't give up any assets for anybody else's, you know, arms. I go ahead and keep working with what we have until it's not working. You know, every time it looks like the Astros are going to be in trouble and they're going to fall back down to earth, you know, they score 16 runs or they score 10 runs or, you know, even when they've got bad pitching, you know, that lineup is very, very hard to pitch around. If George Springer doesn't get you at the top, Carlos Correa is going to get you in the middle. If he doesn't get you in the middle, then Marwin Gonzalez or somebody's going to get you down at the bottom. So, you know, they have really put together a formidable lineup and great pitching that they have not even been able to enjoy just yet. I think it's phenomenal what we're seeing the Astros do. Again, 31 games above 500, and we're not even at the All-Star break yet. Yeah, I think they got a good thing going.
I think they got a good thing going. All right, AJ, I appreciate you. Tell everybody where they can find you Monday through Friday and also online throughout the week.
Absolutely. You can tune into us on KYOK. We're now AM and FM. So you can find us on AM 1140 and FM 92.3. I'm there from 12 to 2, and you can definitely follow me on Twitter, at Lunch Break KYOK. That's at Lunch Break KYOK. On Facebook, it's at The Lunch Break KYOK. And, you know, if you follow us, we're definitely going to follow you. And, Kim, we thank you for everything that you do, and thanks for letting me be a part of the show today.
Absolutely, and AJ and I are trying to work out how we can do some other things together outside of this platform, so we'll keep you posted as whatever that turns into. We're going to do something. We just got to get it figured out. But, hey, have a great show. We'll talk soon. And, as always, I appreciate you being a part of the show. Have a good show today.
Thanks, my friend.
All right, that was AJ Jones. The show is The Lunch Break on the new KYOK AM and FM in Houston. Marshall, it was fun. All right, have a great one. I'll call you. Heaven's Angel says the Astros need more pitchers. Charles says the Astros are doing it the right way. They like playing the game together. They aren't even bragging. You're right. And they built it from a lot of it from their farm system. I mean, yeah, they've gone out and gotten players, but they said we're going to build our farm system, and they have done that. And you're right, the new KYOK, it is a lot of stations come and go, and so the new KYOK, which is a part of the KWWJ family, I think, is that same company. So the new KYOK has been on for a little more than a year, and they've recently added the FM station as well, so they are doing some things in the market. I believe that they are also now streaming, but don't quote me on that. So I encourage you to support the new KYOK. Check out AJ's show. He has really good content and really good guests, and he and I are working on doing some things together. All right, we are winding today's showdown. Thank you in advance for sharing the video and for also subscribing to my – following me on Facebook and subscribing to my live – I think it's called a subscription where you can go in and ask to be notified when I'm going live. So many of you have asked me to add more shows, like do more shows throughout the week. Starting next week, I'm going to start doing a show on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. I'm going to try it out and just see. That show is going to be kind of an Ask Me Anything show, so we'll always talk about some sports and politics, and we may also do some business tips because we're just going to make that show be whatever it needs to be. So as I'm working through it, I'm going to try it for a month or so and see if y'all show up at night and get your friends and family to show up. So I'll put it out on social media and let you know. But on Tuesday night, I'm also going to start doing a show so I can have a show during the week, during the mornings on Thursdays. I'm not going to mess with this show. I'll still be here on Thursday mornings. But I'm going to add a Tuesday evening show and see what that looks like. So I encourage you all to follow me on Facebook if you're not. Follow me on Twitter, please, at Kim Y. Davis. Make sure that you like my page and that you ask to be notified when I'm going live. That way you'll know about the live broadcast and other things that are happening. I'm also going to start adding, outside of the show, I'm going to start adding just some interview clips throughout the week. I'm working on that. There's a new platform. You can probably tell it by the graphics and fonts that I'm using, where you see the logo in the corner and you can see the screens in a different way on the, I mean, the comments in a different way on the screen. So I've been testing out this new platform for a couple of weeks, and I need to decide if I'm going to commit to it or not over the next couple of days. So I'm going to try it out and do some interviews. So these interviews, you'll see me and you'll see my guests. I tried to do one last week, but I had some technical difficulties. They didn't. So I keep your ears open. Pay attention. Let me know what you think about the new show and the platform. I appreciate that, because remember, it's not just my show, it's our show. If it was just my show, then I'd be here doing it alone, and that would be no fun at all. Heaven's Angel says, great job. Have a great show on Tuesday. We can talk about it, Queen Sugar. Oh, my goodness. I just started watching that show. We will do Heaven's Angel. I appreciate you, and I'm glad that you made it back safely. I don't think I've talked to you since you were on your trip, so I'm glad that you made it back. There's my sister. Good morning, my sister. I love you, too. She's been working, so she hasn't been able to chime in sooner. But doing work is a great thing. That's my sister, y'all. I've got an amazing family. So we are just about out of time for today's show. As always, I really appreciate you guys being here and being a part of Chalk Talk, being a part of the Chalk Talk family and the Chalk Talk community, the Chalk Talk tribe, I guess, because that's what we're building. And as you share the show and the video and we bring more people in from other places, other parts of the country, it will give us the ability to go more places and do more things with Chalk Talk. So I thank you in advance for that. As always, if you have questions or comments about the show, or if there's something that you'd like to see on Chalk Talk, or perhaps someone that you would like for me to interview, or a topic you'd like for me to tackle on Chalk Talk, let me hear from you. You can email me, kim@kimydavis.com. That's kim@kimydavis.com. Make sure that you shoot me an email. You can also join my mailing list. If you go to my website, kimydavis.com, scroll to the bottom of the page, you'll see a little box that says you want to get the newsletter, and put in your information so that I can add you to the email updates. Right now I'm just sending them out once a week. I'm going to start sending them out maybe twice a week, but I don't do spam, and you won't hear from me all the time. So do that. You can also follow me on Twitter, @KimYDavis. On Instagram, I'm Kim.Y.Davis. And if you're listening to me on the show now, you're already following me on Facebook, so I appreciate that. Good morning, Kim Edwards Williams. It's great to hear from you. I hope you saw my text, and I need you as I zoom in and you can see my eyebrows. Great to see you. Kim Edwards Williams is my dear friend, and she is an eyebrow artist. So if you need your eyebrows done, her business is called Eyebrow Energy. And so you should check her out. You can follow her. You can find her online everywhere, Facebook, Instagram, and check her out. But don't check her out too soon, because I need to get in before you. Okay. Charles, I like listening and watching. That's awesome. I appreciate you, Charles, and I appreciate you, your comments. And I also appreciate you guys' input. It makes the show fun. And we are just about out of time. But remember, you know, follow the show online, follow the show with, follow it on Facebook, and follow the Blog Talk broadcast, because there's, here you watch me on Facebook, you get to see it. But on Chalk Talk, the broadcast on Blog Talk, you can listen to that later. So when you hear these countdowns, that is to the Blog Talk broadcast that's winding down. All right, everybody, make it a great, great week. Do something kind for yourself and something kind for somebody else. I'll see you on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. And I'll see you next Thursday. Have a great week, everybody.